I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a dude in California. He got arrested because he was riding in the back seat of a Tesla. Trouble was, there was nobody riding in the driver's side front seat of the Tesla.
That's crazy that he didn't even just pull like passenger seat. Like he's like, screw it, I'm in the back seat. I'd imagine it's his own Tesla.
Yeah, and of course, as you know, Tesla has a partially automated driving feature. And this man says, you know what, I have done this before. I plan on doing it again. And here he is talking about it on the news.
It's just so dangerous. Cars are dangerous when they're being driven by humans. They're dangerous when they're being driven by robots that haven't been certified.
I've been brake checked before really hard, and the car stopped. It came to a complete stop. Like, Elon Musk really knows what he's doing, and I think people are just tripping and they're scared.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be the one that, like, you know, gets proven wrong on that one. You know, like, it'd be cool to be able to just sit back and not have to worry about driving. But I also don't want to just sit back and not worry about driving if something weird happens.
Yeah. We all want to be like the movie Minority Report, where the cars are zipping around without having to be worrying about driving them. But we're not there yet. We're just not there yet.
Because how awesome would it be if, like, you're in traffic and you're like, oh, man, I'm tired. And you just, like, kind of close your eyes. Like, oh, the car will take care of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look, I'm going to need that. I'm hoping by the time I'm too old to drive, you know.
You need that. Steve needs it, too.
Yeah.
You won't have to just have the candy in there all the time.
I'll probably lose weight if that happened.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You won't be eating as much.
This would be good for the old people, though. You're right. Like, you know, like the grandpas of the world that, like, don't want to give up. I remember my grandfather. He did not want to give up on his driving abilities. Like, even when it was obvious, like, you know, he had scratches on the side of his car because he wasn't able to, like, needle the thread in the driveway because the two houses are kind of close. But, like, he used to be able to swoop right in, no problem. All of a sudden, like, he's scraping against the house. And we're all just like, yeah, Grandpa, you're going to have to just stop driving. He's like, no, I drive just fine. And then he's the guy that's got the blinker on the entire time on the freeway going, you know, 20 miles under the speed limit, not paying attention. It's just there comes a point where you got to give it up. But Tesla, if they continue to do what they're doing, they could have the Grandpa edition.
That's what I'm looking for. I mean, we've got, I don't know how many years before they got to figure this out.
It'd be like those pianos that play themselves, but you pretend that you're standing next to it, like you're sitting at the piano, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's totally me. They could do that with the old people. It's like, you put your hands on the steering wheel, and we'll do the rest. Yeah. So you can pretend that you're still a good driver.
I like that. Of course, I will be in the back seat. I mean, I definitely, you know, I want to be Miss Daisy at this point. Drive me around. That's what I need. Yeah, so I'm hoping for that day.
So what is it? Okay, it's a stupid question, but I'm full of them.
Here we go.
How does that relate to, like, carpool? Like, do you consider that, like, the robot is your driver and then you're the passenger? Can I get out of a ticket?
Boy, you are looking for any reason to get in that HOV lane, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it says two persons, and robots yeah. aren't people.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, until
until
we give the AI their, their citizenship or whatever, I don't think that's going to work out.
Hey, listen, I've watched a couple of sci-fi episodes where robots have been put on trial and identified as people. So, therefore, I'm going to go with TV saying they're people, and therefore I can go in the HOV lane.
Well, for now, that's science fiction. We got to wait a little bit.
I'm not waiting. It's right. on there.
It happened. So he's like, better get his upload ready. That's a nice nod to that TV show. Upload.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's,
yeah.
spoiler alert, that's kind of how it all starts.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah.
of the self-driving car.
Yeah, because somebody, I mean, well, spoiler alert, but that's the other problem that I'm a little worried about is the hacking. You know, will you, because look, we just have that whole pipeline that went down and people are spending all going crazy trying to get gas in the Southeast because somebody hacked into the pipeline and somehow messed up the computer system. So, geez, man, are they going to do that to our self-driving cars? Probably.
Yeah, it's been very profitable for me. I've been selling gas on eBay.
And oh, good job, buddy.
Packing it in those grocery bags, huh? Yeah.
Killing it, man. Just killing it.
It would be crazy if somebody could hack into your car when you're driving. You go to sleep and you're going to work, and then all of a sudden you end up in like Wisconsin or something. You're like, how did I get here?
Right. I tried to get, but then you can use an excuse like, babe, I don't know how I ended up at Fox's.
Oh, good call.
I was just trying to go to Frugal's.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, there's some good excuses that can happen for this. I keep sending me to the McDonald's drive-thru. What do you want?
Send me to Fox's. I was really freaked out, so I got out of the car and I went inside this establishment just to tell them, hey, I'm having troubles with my car, and there were no mechanics in there, but I sat around waiting because I heard there was going to be one showing up to the main stage at some point.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You got to wait for all the different...
And I had to buy a $15 Coke.
Right.
Well, they don't let you stay unless you do.
True. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect excuse. You're all set for the rest of your life.
Someone says electronic cars are allowed in the HOV lane, at least in California right now.
Oh.
Really?
That makes sense, though.
Oh, because they're getting rewarded for driving an electric car?
Yeah, it's probably like the same because like motorcycles are too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, motorcycles are allowed to split lanes in California. I mean, motorcycles can pretty much go wherever they want. It's ridiculous.
There is no laws when you're a motorcyclist. I think in New York, too, it feels that way. I remember growing up in New York, like the motorcyclists would just be swooping in between cars. When they're traffic, they're just like just splitting the middle on everyone.
Yeah, I heard that we were thinking about that in Washington State. I have no idea if that's happened or not. I haven't seen it to the degree I see it in California when I'm driving. It is, it's crazy.
Dude, if that's the case, if they do say in Washington, hey, you could drive in the HOV lane if you have an electronic car or electric car, I might have to start considering that.
Yeah.
Finally, Steve will get it done.
Yeah, but then I have a car payment. I like having a car payment.
There you go. Yeah, it does. Like you said, in California it is, but as of right now, no. It's still having to do the same occupancy as other cars in Washington State's HOV lanes.
So no electric car action in Washington.
Not quite yet.
Ooh, I could like rig the system and like make like custom made like little thing that says above my Jeep. It just says electric Jeep, and then have like just grab like a cord, cut it, and just like glue it to my hood so it has like a cord coming out of my hood. And be
well,
like,
that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work just to get in the HOV lane.
This is like 10 minutes of work, BJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do a convincing job, or is the cop going to be able to see that you basically just glued a couple of Legos on there? I mean, seriously.
A little tinfoil to make it give that metallic sheen.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. This is an electric Jeep.
Yeah, I feel like the kind of effort you're going to put in there is pretty much they're going to see through that ruse pretty quickly.
And then when they pull you over and they prove to you it's not, what? I am getting that sales guy back. They told me it was electric.
That's so weird. I just bought it, so I didn't even know I needed to fill up with gas.
Yeah, man, this is horrific.
And I mean, they actually now do have electric Jeeps, so I mean, ignorance might work for...
How do you hide the gas tank, though? I mean, I feel like, you know...
A bumper sticker.
Oh, a bumper sticker right where the gas... And then, of course, you'll never be able to fill it up. Unless you get a magnetic
bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah. They'll never see through that.
I thought that was just for nostalgia purposes. I didn't think that actually worked.
Yeah, right?
So,
yeah,
sure, you know what? All cars are electric. Steve, you have a battery in there, don't you?
Okay.
That's very true.
Okay.
Oh, true.
Yeah, you give that a try.
Try that out. See how it works. Yeah.
No, I'd rather not get a ticket.
Yeah. Those are expensive, too.
Yeah. You go ahead and argue with a police officer about whether or not your gas-powered vehicle is electric. That'll be exciting to watch. Please put that on the YouTubes. So there are people on Reddit who are sharing their worst job interview stories. And there's one that pretty much, I think takes the win. Because I don't know how you handle this. One dude says he was in a job interview and, quote, the HR lady farted. And he said it was a small office with no windows. And he said, the fart stayed the duration of the interview. And he says, well, I hope the fart got the job because I didn't want it.
Oh, my God. What if that's like a test? Like, they wanted to see how you're going to handle like a weird workplace situation.
Yeah. Or is that her thing? I mean, does she do that?
Maybe she was nervous. I've gotten nervous toots before.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
All of mine are nervous.
Well, at that point, you probably shouldn't be interviewing people in a small room with those.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. That's horrific. One person said they applied to work at a vet clinic. The veterinarian did the interview while spaying a cat. And that person says, I fainted. After I woke up, they were like, you're not getting the job.
We kind of need you not to faint when these things are going on. That's kind of weird, though, while the interview's going on, they're doing that.
Yeah. I think that's probably another test.
Yeah.
To see how you react to the fact that, oh, my God, you're working. Because that's what you have to see all the time is probably them, operating on animals.
To go back to the farting one, would you say anything? Ooh. Or would you just stay quiet and just try and get through the interview, even though you know it's like this?
We both know
she farted.
I would laugh so hard. I wouldn't be able to stop myself from laughing.
Yeah, how badly do I need the job?
Like, I didn't know a duck was going to interview me, too. Hey! Or would you fart back?
A war?
Yeah.
Well, if she doesn't say anything, then she's probably embarrassed herself.
Yeah. Well, that'll help lighten the room up. Or stink in the room up.
Yeah, you've got to do something to that room. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be, especially if it's around the whole time. Because, there are some people where, I've been in a hotel room with somebody and they just let one go. And it was like, it never left. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get out of this room.
Yeah, there's been times where I've really wondered, like, when is this going to leave? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I will be here forever.
Forever.
I love this one person said, I wanted to work at H&M. Question was, what is your favorite color and why? So the person said, baby blue, because it's calming and not too harsh. The interviewer said, sorry, red is what we were looking for, and you're out of here.
Wow.
Again, another test. That's just nuts.
Well, that sounds like someone that doesn't want to even do the interviews. Like, I got to interview all these people. I got 20 interviews to do today. I got to figure out a way to get through these quick.
The only thing I can think is the fact that the H&M logo is red.
Yeah. Oh.
But.
Yeah, you want to work, you want baby blue, go to Gap.
Yeah.
Baby Gap.
Maybe some psychological thing tells you that, you're not going to be able to go out there and make great displays and be a go-getter because you want to be baby blue and calm. I don't know.
Weird.
I don't even know if I'd have an answer for that. Like, if someone said, what's your favorite color and why? Like, that would just kind of stop me in my tracks. It's like, I know that's probably part of it. Like, they want to see how quick, like, you can think on your feet. But I'd be like, I mean, like black, because and then I'd be like, well, is that even a color? And then I'll have this argument with myself in the head.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, all right, screw it, green. I like green, but is it like forest green or is it like bright green? I kind of like the fluorescent, but I also like the dark green.
See, mine would just be straight up orange because I like Halloween, and then I'd just start crying and I wouldn't get the job anyway.
Well, someone even asked that question. A farter or a crier, which is worse, since Danny.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I mean, Danny didn't stink out the room. He just basically cried out the room.
I wish he would have.
Yeah.
So the farter's better, huh?
I would take a farter over a crier.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I suppose that's most.
And yet we have both on the show.
Right. Yeah, hooray! Congratulations.
Yes.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2021 was announced yesterday, and three people are going in for the second time. I'll tell you about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they got their class of 2021. They let us know what it was yesterday.
I always love this because I know as soon as they make the announcement, they're going to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah. Three people going in for the second time. And I mean, I can understand why. You know, when you go in as a duo like Ike and Tina Turner, I can understand how Tina should also be judged on her own work she did by herself. So she's going in as a solo artist.
Plus, I mean, the members of Chumbawamba deserve to go in, not just as Chumbawamba, but as solo artists.
Yeah, exactly. So they, you know, they need to go in.
It's like 20 of those.
That's exactly the case.
Dave Grohl is already in the Hall of Fame as a member of Nirvana, but now he's going in for the Foo Fighters.
Oh, so Foo Fighters are going in. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. I mean, I think they, you can't say they're underrated because obviously they're massively successful, but sometimes I think people forget just like how, I mean, how impressive it is that they've been going for as long as they have. What, like late 90s?
Oh,
are we talking?
And, yeah.
And still to this day doing stuff that is popular and relevant and not only just like artistically great, but also like, you know, commercially doing very well for themselves in a time where rock music doesn't typically do all that well.
Yeah. I agree. Carole King was previously inducted as half of the songwriting duo Goffin and King. Now she's going to be the first person to be inducted as both a performer and a non-performer. Oh, because she was a songwriter the first time she went in, and now she's going in as a performer. A lot of folks might not know who she is, but you know she was big stuff back in her day.
I was happy to see though that Randy Rhoads is going in, guitarist, obviously incredible guitarist, did stuff with Quiet Riot, but more people remember him from doing stuff with Ozzy Osbourne.
I was happy to see Kraftwerk go in because it justified my entire youth when people said I was out of my mind for loving that band in the 70s.
Pocket Calculator.
Well, yeah. It makes sense because, I mean, they are the forefathers of, like, industrial music, and a lot of the times they were literally using things that weren't instruments. So people, I could see why they wouldn't like, you know, or want to equate that to music, but it still really was influential.
Yeah, they were huge, and I mean, you know, it's the young me is like, wow, I actually like something that was like good, you know, because I mean, you don't know when you're young if you like something that's good or if you like it just because it's different.
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was cool. Also, I was excited. I mean, Jay-Z's in there, deserves it. Todd Rundgren goes in and a lot of folks love Todd's work. I'm very excited the Go-Go's got to go in there because they just did what no one ever did before. And that was the first all-female band that actually played everything, even wrote their stuff that, you know, basically had a number one album, and that had never been done before.
And as a kid growing up, like, obviously we all loved, like, when I was growing up, we loved metal and but we also loved, like, some hip-hop groups that were, a lot of them had the stamp of Rick Rubin on them, like the Beastie Boys, but one was LL Cool J from the early days, and that, and then obviously you've gone and did a bunch of stuff without Rick Rubin and has had an incredible career, also a great acting career, but I was happy to see that one because I know, like, people are like, oh, they get all worked up about the fact that it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think we've gotten to the point where we've all agreed that it's more like a music Hall of Fame. They just use the term rock and roll. But some people are upset because Iron Maiden and Judas Priest didn't make it in again.
Yeah.
And I think that is ridiculous.
Yeah. I saw that Ryan Castle posted an article about, you know, somebody from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame addressing this.
Yeah. Ryan got to talk to the president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and brought it up. And they talked about all that.
And what I don't understand is at least the headline made me think that somehow metal wasn't being considered fairly, or I don't know what his statements were, but the headline made me think that they weren't considering metal as actually music for the Hall of Fame, or did I read that wrong?
No, in the article he says that it's an interesting one because we do, or the interview that he did with Ryan, we do celebrate metal, we celebrate all forms of rock and roll, and they were nominated, you know, Maiden, Priest, in the past, but we've put Def Leppard in. And he said, you know, they'll hopefully just continue to get nominated and we'll get them on the ballot. And at some point they'll all go in. They just can't go all go in at the same time, which some people are like, well, why not? Like put in like the influential ones, like a Maiden or a Priest, I think should be in by now. I would hope that eventually they will be, but they've had such a huge imprint on influence of other bands and also just success on their own.
Yeah, I don't know if it, you know, everyone has their rules for Hall of Fame. I don't know what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is as far as how many times you can be nominated before you have your last year. Like in baseball, you only get so many, is it 20 years? And then after that, you're done. You don't get in.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a window for the Music Hall of Fame.
So, and or if they're just trying to stretch it going, look, we can't put everybody in at one time, then we'd have nobody to nominate next year. So I don't know what their madness is and their methods.
It's not that they just want to check all the boxes of all styles of music each year. Okay, we need some hip-hop, we need some R&B, we need some, obviously, rock and roll, and they kind of go from there.
Yeah. Well, as long as they get in, I think that they're right about Maiden and Priest. I mean, they deserve to be in there.
Yeah, like Motorhead, I don't believe is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. Wow. I think that definitely, obviously, like maybe talk about Maiden and Priest, Pantera, another band that I'm kind of shocked that's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet.
I mean, look, it's great that the Foo Fighters got recognized, but you know, I think rock fans are just feeling a lot of snubbing. You know, whether it be from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, from the Grammys, it just feels like you're like, are we just basically second class? That's I just feel like that's the sentiment of your average rock fan, and so you see something like this, and you can't help but take it personally. But I think you're right, Steve. They're just trying to check all the boxes.
Like Alice in Chains would be I would hope at some point Alice in Chains is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm surprised they're not already in there. I mean, that when you just said that, I'm like, really, they're not in there?
Soundgarden, wow. Motley Crue.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, okay. I mean,
Slayer!
Yeah.
Brad's favorite band, Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Mark Cowbell.
Oh, jeez. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird because it's got that name, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And like you said, even though it's changed to pretty much say all music, it's still weird when great rock and roll bands are not in it. You're just like, your brain just doesn't understand that.
Yeah, I got to stop looking at the list because then you do, like you said, you start taking it personal because you love, like, I'm like, I love Faith No More. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm like, okay,
pump the brakes, brother.
I don't need to get all butthurt about
going
this.
Home and flipping tables.
Okay. Yeah, come on. Why isn't Korn in the Hall of Fame?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. For the Pixies.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Pixies actually kind of should be.
So someone did a poll where they asked how fast people are when it comes to replying to email. And, I mean, I don't know why you'd even do this poll because how many people are using email that much? Yeah, I feel like it's getting so outdated. I hate using email. I wish I could just use Facebook Messenger for everything because it seems to me it's so much more convenient.
Not everyone wants to have Facebook, and it's convenient for you, but I don't think, like, I look at, like, someone like my wife. She doesn't have Facebook app on her phone. She never checks her messages on that because she just doesn't want to deal with it. Like, but email is still something that's considered to be, like, a little bit more formal and professional.
See, I don't understand. I can understand not wanting Facebook, but you can sign up for Facebook, then don't have the app on your phone and just have Messenger. And that I have a friend just like that, Steve. But he's on the other side. He's like, oh, I'd rather use Discord. And I'm like, well, I mean, this is where we all are. You want to be in our group. You want to communicate with us. And you're telling us you won't use this service that's really easy to use. My brain doesn't understand it. But, you know, at least, you know, I mean, email, I guess, like you said, with some people still find it to be more professional. And so they've said, all right, well, how fast are you when it comes to replying to this email?
I'm like Jimmy John's, man. Freaky fast.
Are you freaky fast?
Honestly, I try and answer them as soon as I get them because if I don't, I will not answer it. Yep. Because I just get inundated with so many emails. So it's like, if I don't answer that email right away, there's a very good chance that in my head, I thought I did. Like, there are times where I'm like, convinced I've already sent the email off and then I find out that I didn't because I checked the send file. And like, you know, the send file's not lying to me.
Yeah, that's scary. I know. It's so scary.
I do that with text too. Like, I need to reply right away. Otherwise, it gets lost in the shuffle.
I will not, like, even look at a text from a person because that's my only reminder that I haven't replied to them. Have you ever read a message on text and go, I got to get back to them, forgot? And you have no way of realizing that you haven't, because you just, that's why I like the notification on my phone. I'm like, oh, there's a notification from Vicky. I am not going to look at this until I'm actually ready to respond.
Yeah, I just remembered that I hadn't replied to my friend Ross since February on a text that he sent.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Ross.
Yeah.
I thought I did, and then I just started thinking about it. I'm like, I didn't.
He probably thinks you're on a break.
Yeah, we are on a break, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it.
For those who get it.
Nice.
I got it.
All righty. That was clever. 14% say, yeah, they'll spawn within an hour. So they're like you, Steve, but you're ahead of the curve, because about half of us are like, yeah, we'll wait a day or two.
But why? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
I can't speak for everybody, Steve. I really don't.
I'm gonna make them wait for my response. It's like, what are we playing, a game? Like, this isn't dating.
Well, Jigsaw's on the air, so he is playing a game. I don't. You know, it could be that people got stuff to do. I mean, I don't know. How many emails are you getting that it's just tough to respond to everybody? That's a really good question.
There are times where I'm like, crap, this one actually is going to require like me sitting down and thinking about what they just wrote. Like, I had a buddy, Mark, that sent me a message, and I'm just like, I even texted him. I'm like, hey, man, give me a day. Because what you're asking, I can't just like fire off right away. Like, it just needs a little bit more effort and thought in my mind. And he was appreciative of that. He's just like, okay, yeah, no problem. No rush.
3% of people saying they take a month or longer.
If that happens, it means that I am too embarrassed because I forgot to email you back. And now it's going to seem weird if I do it any later. So you're no longer my friend. Sorry.
Oh, so you're not even, so after a month or longer, you're just never going to get
if
back.
If I forgot, it's, you need to send another email and be like, hey, did you lose this? So at that point, I'd be like, oh yeah, totally misplaced this. Sorry about that.
I'll just be upfront. I'll be like, and I'm the idiot that just completely spaced on replying to you, my bad. And I've never had an instance where someone was mad about that. I think everybody can relate to that.
Yeah. I never thought there'd be somebody like Rev, though, where they would intentionally not, like, they'd be so embarrassed they wouldn't get back to me unless I reached out again. Because I always feel like a pain in the neck going, oh, it's been 2 weeks, but I mean, I got to get this answer. What the hell's going on?
The anxiety.
Didn't know
is
that
real.
Somebody was waiting for that.
It's the anxiety will really make it that much worse. Because for me, like, if it's something I know it's a quick one, like work or whatever, I can send that off. But if it's kind of like Steve, where it requires a little more thought, sometimes I just don't have the emotional energy or the mental energy to talk to anybody, whether it's a text or email or whatever. So I won't reply for a day or two. And that's just kind of my thing, because I'm like, I just need a reset. I don't want to talk to
anybody.
Well,
there you go, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, I know I have a couple of friends that, like, they'll not reply on some things. I'm like, why didn't you reply? He's like, I was just in a weird space, and I just didn't reply to anyone, and it had nothing to do with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's cool. Whatever.
Anyone else having a problem where they've got to go through their junk mail on a regular basis? Because I do my email on my iPhone, so I use the iPhone app, and it does not know who my friends are. It constantly throws my friends into junk. I don't know how to add them to the safe list. I've tried everything I can. I put them in my address book, figuring, well, if I've got you in my address book as my email, the iPhone should know. So, like, I miss emails from people because it goes right into my junk folder.
Maybe your iPhone's just trying to tell you these people aren't real friends.
AI, well, Siri's
really judgmental of your friends and wants you to, like, thin the herd.
Or
there are some people
she's
that
jealous.
I wish she would make that call on some of the people that she lets me get through. Mm-hmm. Like, Tommy Chong gets through all the time. And I don't need to know about how to get more marijuana, but she sends Tommy Chong through all the time.
Tommy Chong's emailing you?
Yes, he is.
That's
all the
awesome.
Time.
Do you
email
him back?
I really don't think it's him.
Oh, he's like selling you on something. I was like, hey, BJ, how you doing?
No, I mean, if that would be great if it was, but no, it's just, hey, you know, CBD saved my life. It's like, I know, Tommy, you tell me that every 5 minutes. And meanwhile, someone go, hey, did you get my email? I go, no, it never came to me. Then I go look at my junk, and then there they are. And I go, I don't understand this. You've never sent me anything that's bad. Why does she throw you in junk? I'm the only one that has this problem, or have you guys just never checked your junk to see if that's happened?
I check my junk every morning.
And so far, it's pretty good?
Wash it, check it. Yeah, all everything's right. Fine, man.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't realize I got to wash my junk. I felt like that would be bad for the phone, but all right, I guess I'll do it.
Raising.
Okay, fine. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What typically green gem is May's birthstone?
Amethyst.
What?
Agate.
No. Give it a try. You can do it.
Agabus.
No.
Agabus.
No.
Agabus.
No. Yeah. Who is
Mike Tyson.
No.
Mike Tyson.
No. Boy, I remember the day that Steve got a head injury during the show. He hit the microphone too hard. That was...
Strokes are real, man.
The correct answer is emerald. You figured it out eventually, though, Steve.
Agabus.
Yeah, that's it. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.